Most high schools in the region have delayed football practice because of the coronavirus pandemic. One exception is Lake Norman High School in Iredell County. WFAE's Michael Falero reports on how coaches and players there are practicing football differently this year.
12 football players line up on the field, waiting their turn to start a drill where they side shuffle over foam barriers.
Good footwork, good footwork. Whoa! Good job, good job.
It's the start of 8 a.m. practice at Lake Norman High School. The blue face mask that defensive line coach Tim Wall is wearing isn't the only noticeable difference this year.
Stay separated, stay separated.
Coaches have to constantly remind these athletes to stay 6 feet apart at all times. And when athletes arrive, they drop their gear in a pile at a designated spot, at least 10 feet away from anyone else's. Head coach Jonathan Oliphant believes he's taken all the precautions he can to practice safely.
We want you to come onto campus, work out and leave as quickly and as safely as possible. Kids have done a good job of it. They understand that, you know, we want to see them every day. We love them. We want to hang out with them. But, you know, if we don't do what we can and then something does happen, this stuff gets shut down. And that's not what anybody wants.
Oliphant's program uses a pod system to reduce the risk of coronavirus spread. 6 groups practice separately, with 24 athletes in each of them. If one person tests positive for the coronavirus, then that pod quarantines and the others continue. But Oliphant believes even if one of his 125 kids gets sick, then the entire program will be shut down. He says they have one shot at practicing football safely. Some of the players, especially the seniors, seem aware of how tenuous the situation is. Rising senior Anthony Lyman says he appreciates the practices.
Practice been going good. It's been a little weird separating because I don't see like my whole team anymore. But other than that, it's pretty usual. We see the same people every day. Every 24 kids just show up, grind out for 40 minutes, and then leave.
Gavin Gibson is a rising junior. He says the restrictions mean the team is missing out on other drills they'd usually be doing.
I don't like it at all because it's like we're not doing too much position training. It's more like conditioning and just getting our bodies right if we can play this year.
School districts throughout the state have been figuring out how to apply guidance released in early June by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the state's Department of Health and Human Services. The document outlines how schools and coaches should limit group sizes, screen students for symptoms, and what to do if someone tests positive. But the document went out just as North Carolina and many other southern states began to see a rise in coronavirus cases. Q Tucker is the commissioner for the association. She says the guidance doesn't mean teams won't have cases.
When you start bringing people back together, there is that concern that this is going to be when we see the cases. And we know we're going to see cases. That's not the question. The question is, how do we prevent it from spreading throughout our entire team?
Some school districts, including Iredell-Statesville, started practice on June 15th. Other districts plan to start training on July 6th after a mandated off week. But Cabarrus and Gaston County school districts recently delayed their start date to July 20th. Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools also postponed their start but didn't give a new date. Professor Melinda Forthover leads UNC Charlotte's Public Health Sciences Department. She says the guidelines the association provided are pretty good, but could be better. Forthover says coaches and parents need specific tips for how to talk to students and communicate the importance of following public health guidelines, like how to actually maintain social distance.
Kids are going to forget, so I think that they do need their coaching staff and their parents and families to really have some, you know, to lay that out for the staff and the family members so that they can be having those conversations.
Forthover says those tips would help address what the guidance doesn't cover, that athletes could still get exposed through friends or at a part-time job and then bring the virus to practice. Back at the field, the team's morning practice is almost over. Assistant coaches clean the equipment immediately, spraying sanitizer from an industrial canister onto resistance bands the athletes just used. It remains to be seen if any of these players, of football or any other high school sport, will see a season this fall. Coach Oliphant and his players say they're hoping for as many games as they can get. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero in Mooresville.